Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As only she could, Mary Schmeek has been writing about this police officer and the letters he found. One day this summer, in the midst of the pandemic, Eric Woolforth took a walk to the store to buy milk and diapers. He followed his usual route, west along Catalpa Avenue, then a right turn into an alley. A few doors up, he spotted piles of junk around a cluster of garbage bins. Knowing that Chicago's alleys often contain discarded treasure, he once salvaged a fancy stroller. He headed toward the mess. On top of one garbage bin sat a small box. Poking from the top were red and blue stripes he recognized as the marks of old airmail envelopes. He pulled out several letters. In the upper left-hand corner of the envelopes was a return address for Mrs. Leo Paul Lee at 5506 Glenwood Avenue. The letters were addressed to Lieutenant J.G. Leopold Lee aboard the USS Broom stationed in New York. They were postmarked 1945. Wow. Hey, Eric, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
And thank you to Mary for writing such an amazing piece.
So what happens then? How many letters did you find in that box?
I didn't take a count, but in the article, I think it was about 65.
Wow. So then you take them home. You've got a child, so you're a family man there, and so it kind of was your project in the basement, huh, to sort of sort through these, read them, try and understand them, huh?
I didn't. With our new baby, I didn't have a lot of time, and I just put them on a shelf in our basement. And when I would go down to do laundry, which is a constant, I'd pick a few out and try to read a few and decipher, you know, what was said, because in cursive, I mean, yeah. I think my cursive skills have lapsed in the last couple of years.
Well, we've all forgotten how to write or read cursive.
Yeah.
Somebody's cursive is foreign to our eyes. But so it's the letters between a woman in the United States in Chicago and her husband or boyfriend stationed overseas?
He's on a naval ship in the Atlantic.
Is it husband and wife at this point?
I believe it is.
Yeah. So these are their letters that she kept. So do you have them coming and going? They're from both of them?
No, just from Kathy to Leo. And so she sent them out, and he received them. Ah. And after the war, he brought them home.
Ah, so this is his stash of
his
letters.
His stash, yeah.
Well, why in the world would somebody throw those away?
I think they were just the house previously sold this summer, so I think they were just cleaning it out prior to the sale.
Yeah.
And you know, if I wasn't there for that time, they would have just gone taken away by the garbage men.
Yeah. So did it seem like a little bit of an invasion of privacy, or was it investigative? What were you doing there?
It did, definitely in a sense. Like, I felt like I'm not privy to these private thoughts.
Yeah.
But I did want to get them back. I really wanted to track down their family and give them back to them.
Presumably, the people that just sold the house weren't the people that owned those letters.
I do my research, and it wasn't the same family.
Right. So it might have been two or three or ten owners had passed.
It may have been, yeah. I haven't been able to go down to the recorder of deeds due to COVID.
Yeah.
That was one aspect I was gonna use.
Do we know, did he survive the war then? I mean,
he did.
I guess he did, obviously. He brought these letters back, so.
And that was a good ending to, you know, that was one part that I wanted to know. All these pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah, right. I mean, so did you read them chronologically? Like, you're watching this narrative unfold.
Yeah. And then some of them refer to the letters that she sent him, but there was no letters from Leo. It's only her stash.
It's an interesting history lesson in what life in America was like at that time.
It was, yeah, very much so.
Can I just quote from one of the letters? Dearest Libby, this is dated Tuesday, January 9th of 1940, what was it, 5 or 6?
Yeah, 45.
Gosh, it is below zero outside. I have had a slight sore throat. I hate to call the doctor, as he will give me the sulfur pills and make me go to bed. They make you so weak. Darling, please keep safe. The news said last night that New York or Washington could expect a V-bomb attack in the next 30 to 60 days. Isn't that terrific? We have heard bad news. Dorothy Tuohy's husband was wounded in action, shrapnel in the legs. They are sending him home. This war will last a long time, and I only hope that you will have safe assignments for the duration. All my love to you, Kathy. Boy, there's just a world of story there, isn't there, in
there
that
really
short
is.
Letter.
You're totally correct.
Yeah. You know, and the attitude, this sort of c'est la vie, like, well, we're in a war, and I hope you survive. I hope you don't get shrapnel or killed. And by the way, the Germans may start bombing New York and the Capitol pretty soon. Hallelujah. I mean, you sort of sense a little war weariness in her.
There's fear, there's love, there's everything. There's neighborhood gossip, everything enmeshed in all of these letters.
Okay, so then did you share them with Mary? What was your next step?
So I was lucky. I found one of the letters with Kathy's full married name on. And, you know, just thanks to the internet, I was able to piece it all together, and I was able to find Kathy's daughter.
Wow. Okay, let's finish the story there in just a minute. I'm so glad you've got some time for us. Eric Wolforth is a CPD officer, right, and found these letters. What an interesting story that Mary Schmeek unearthed, that Officer Wolforth unearthed. Mary Schmeek wrote a piece in the Tribune. Eric, did this run on Sunday? I saw it online first, and I don't remember when it actually appeared in print. When did Mary run it in the paper? Do you know?
On Sunday, yes.
Yeah, that was Sunday's Tribune, and you're the police officer who found this stash of letters in an alley in Chicago. It was World War II. It's a Chicago woman and her husband or husband-to-be serving overseas. He's actually on a ship, and so now he comes back. They've kept the letters. The house has changed hands a few times, and somebody's bought it, and they're throwing stuff out, and you come upon this stash of letters, and you were able to find the name of at least the surviving daughter, right?
Of course, yes. Well, they had several children, and I was able to locate one and email Corinne.
How did that go?
You know, in about 3 minutes from my first email, when I took a photo of, and I said, I happen to find these letters. By chance, was this your mother? And I attached a photo, and in about 2 minutes, she replied. So it was amazing just how quick the turnaround was.
What did she say?
And make the connection.
Yeah.
She said, that's amazing. Those are my mother's letters. And it was great to put it all together.
Had she seen them before? Did she know they existed?
No, I don't believe so.
How about that?
Yeah.
So she's going to read them for the first time, too, and maybe share them with family as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose maybe a husband and wife might keep those private thoughts, those, you know, love letters to themselves. You don't have to share those with your kids.
You got a point there. You're right.
I mean, Brenda and I do. Actually, Brenda and I exchanged love letters, but we weren't, you know, surviving a war. We were
right.
Surviving college. But still, when you're apart, you would write things that maybe you won't want your children to someday read, but you don't want to see it thrown away. So are the husband and wife both passed then, I guess, huh?
They are, yes.
Yeah. So what did you do with the letters then after she said, yeah, that's my mom?
We just arranged for her cousin to come pick them up, and her cousin thought this was a great story, and she said, I'm going to pitch this to Mary. And I didn't think that it would ever come of anything like that, and Julie contacted Mary, and here we are.
Well, that's the next question, right? I mean, are they comfortable with this being shared? But if they reached out to the columnist, then it's okay. Yeah. So you must feel kind of good about that.
It was a really good thing to do, and I always thought if someone found love letters from my grandparents or my parents, that they would return them to me, and it was just something nice I wanted to do for the family.
But you know, officer, when you read letters from Civil War or the Revolutionary War, or in this case, say the 1940s, it seems like we were more thoughtful with our letters. They don't just go, LOL, happy face, miss you, bye. That would be a letter today. But back then, it was thoughtful, and it was they were sweet notes, weren't they?
They contained so many feelings, and
was,
some so many hopes. Yeah.
Was there a passage or a letter in particular that you still remember or think about?
Oh, well, Kathy always, closed the letters with saying, Leo, you're my heart and soul. And, she closed with hoping for a safe return from the war. And it was very moving.
Kind of makes us take for granted what we have, even as we're living through a pandemic, doesn't it?
You're correct.
So I said Chicago police officer, right?
Correct.
Up in Andersonville, is that your beat?
Correct. No, that's just where I live.
Oh, I see. Where do you work?
Downtown.
Well, then I may have seen you a few times.
Maybe.
No, I'm good. Trust me, I'm not doing anything wrong. How's business been for you, officer? Has it been kind of tough lately?
It's been fine.
Yeah. Okay. My best to you, your family, and the guys and gals at CPD. And
thank you.
Thanks for doing this and sharing this story via Mary. I'm so glad that you had your eyes open that day.
Mary did a fabulous job. It's so wonderful. Such a great story, and it's great that she put it all together.
They don't give Pulitzer Prizes to just anybody. So
there you go.
It got to Mary, and I'm glad it did. Stay well, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.